right. Another episode, Still Waters. Welcome back. 62, Psalms 120. We're going to start and yeah, let's go. One second here. I think I'll put the book right there. I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. Save me, Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What will he do to you, and what more besides you, deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of the broom brush. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Relatable. I say relatable because you ever talk to people and it seems like they're just hell-bent for conflict or correction? If you know, you know. Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Psalms 122. I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, and the tribes of the Lord to praise the name of the Lord according to the statutes given to Israel. There stands the throne of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. I paused there because it said peace be within you. I'm so used to saying peace be with you. But anywho, Psalms 123. I lifted up my eyes to you who sits enthroned in heaven, as the eyes of slaves look to the hands of their master, as the eyes of a female slave who looks to the hands of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy on us, for we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant, of contempt from the proud. Psalms 124. I need to stop doing that. 124. The Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say. If the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken. We have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Psalms 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endure forever. As the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel. Psalms 126. When the Lord restores the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. We were like them who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Restore our fortune, Lord, like streams and then Niagara. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Psalms 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builder labors in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. For he grants sleep to those he loves. So much for melatonin, eh? Page flip. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. Psalms 128. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walks in obedience to him. You don't hear that anymore. You will eat the fruits of your labors. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. Psalms 129. They have greatly oppressed me for my youth, let Israel say. They have greatly oppressed me for my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long, but the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be turned in shame. May they be like grass on the roof, which withers before it can grow. A reaper cannot fill his hands with it, nor one who gathers fills his arms. May those who pass by not say to them, "The blessing of the Lord be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord." Psalms 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, keep a record of sin, Lord, who can stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we, with reverence, serve you. I laugh at that because we talk about forgiveness, but so that we can, with reverence, serve you. We don't talk about that next part. But I digress. Let's just keep reciting Psalms 23a. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Psalms 131. My heart is not proud, Lord, my eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Perhaps the key to contentment is putting your hope in the right thing. Psalms 132. Lord, remember David and all his self-denial. He swore an oath to the Lord. He made a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to bed, will not allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids, till I find a place for the Lord dwelling, for the Mighty One of Jacob. We heard it in Ephratah. We came upon it in the fields of Jar. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, "Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with your righteousness. May your faithful people sing for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one." The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath he will not revoke. One of your own descendants will place on your throne. If your son keeps my covenants and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling, saying, "This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provision. Her poor will satisfy with food. I will clothe her priest with salvation, and her faithful people will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but his head will be adorned with a radiant crown. Psalms 133. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Well, there you go. So if anyone ever says, does God desire unity, there it's in there. Psalms, sure, but it's in there. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robes. It is as if the dews of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore. Psalms 134. Praise the Lord, all your servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who is the maker of heaven and earth. Psalms 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord, you who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to him, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain. He brings out the wind from his storehouse. He strikes down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He set his signs and wonders into your midst. Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. He gave their land as an inheritance to his people Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. Your renown, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and has compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by human hands, but they have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. All you Israelites, praise the Lord. House of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be the Lord from Zion. To him who dwells in Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Psalms 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spreads out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arms, his love endures forever. To him who divides the Red Sea and asunder, his love endures forever. That brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his armies into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, his love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Shalom, king of Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as inheritance, his love endures forever. And inheritance to his servants Israel, his love endures forever. He remembers us in our low estate, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. He gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Gives thanks to God of heaven, his love endures forever. Psalms 137. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the palpers we hung our harps.
come on. There we go. For there our captors asked us for songs, and our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the song of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you. If I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, Lord, what the Amorites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to the foundation, daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction. Happy is the one who repays you according to what you have done to us. Happy is the one who seizes your infants and dashed them against the rocks. I think it's interesting how can we sing the Lord's song while in a strange land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my tongue cleave my mouth. I think it's interesting how people's praising the Lord is connected to the place. But that would be a mistake. You never know when the place you worship gets compromised. So we need a better place. That's a whole other topic. Psalms 138. I praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple. I will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decrees that it surpasses your frame. When I call, you answer me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of earth praise you when they hear what you have decree. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes, and with your right hand you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Psalms 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. I think one translation says in the depths of hell. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I sit on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely that darkness will hide me, the light becomes night and around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day of darkness is a light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. I do not hate those who hate you, Lord, and I abhor. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. How's that for love? Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Psalms 140. Rescue me, Lord, from the evildoers. Protect me from the violent who devise evil plans in their heart and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent, and poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who devise ways to trip my feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out cords of their nets and have set traps for me along my path. I say to the Lord, you are my God. Hear, Lord, my cries for mercy. Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the days of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, Lord. Do not let their plans succeed. Those who surround me proudly rear their heads. May the mischiefs of their lips engulf them. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fires, into miry pits, never to rise. May slaughter not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down the violent. I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. I surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live in your presence. I call to you, Lord, come. Psalms 141. I call to you, Lord, come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayers be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I take part in wicked deeds. Along with those who are evildoers, do not let me eat their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me, that is a kindness. Let him rebuke me, that is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it, for my prayers will still be against the deeds of the evildoers. Their rulers will be thrown down from the cliffs, and the wicked will learn that my words were well spoken. They will say, as one plows and breaks up the earth, so our bones have been scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are fixed on you, sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me safe from the traps set by my evildoers, from the snares they have laid for me. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safely. Psalms 142. I cry out to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaints. Before him I tell my troubles. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. In the path where I walk, people have hidden a snare for me. Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in a desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for those who are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name, that the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. Psalms 143. Lord, hear my prayers. Listen to my cries for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your words. I consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the ways I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hid myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. Psalms 144. Praise be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me. Lord, what are human beings that you care for them, mere mortals that you think of them? They are like breaths. Their days are like fleeting shadows. Part your heavens, Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they may smoke. Send forth lightning, scatter the enemy. Shoot your arrows or rout them. Reach down your hand from on high. Deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters, from the hands of foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. I will sing a new song to you, my God. Of the 10th string lyre, I will make music to you. To the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David, From the deadly sword, deliver me. Rescue me from the hands of foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. Then our sons and their youths will be like well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn a palace. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will increase by thousands, tens of thousands. In our fields, our oxen will draw heavy loads. There will be no breaching of walls, no going into captivity, no cries of distress in our streets. Blessed is the people whom this is true. Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. Psalms 145. I exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I praise you and exalt your name. And exalt your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commands your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. I pause because I reflect. Are we doing that? Praise the Lord every day? Generations speak of his splendor? Something to think about. I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyful sings of righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. Now, ain't that something? Slow to anger. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all the people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises, and faithful is in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Calling him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Psalms 146. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigners and sustains the fatherless and the widows, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Psalms 147. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and lifting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the numbers of the stars and calls each by name. Great is our God and mighty in power. His understanding has no limits. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praises. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hill. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horses, nor his delight in the legs of the warriors. The Lord's delight in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his commanders to the earth. His words run swiftly He spreads the snow like a wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hails like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breeze and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. Psalms 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights above, praise him all his angels, praise him all his heavenly hosts, praise him sun and moon, praise him all you shining stars, praise him you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord for all his commands they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issues a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cities, cedar, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Psalms 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise is the assembly of all of his faithful people. If I can turn this page. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrels and harps. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in his honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands. To inflict vengeance on nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters and their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence with written against them. This is the glory of all of his faithful people. Praise the Lord. Psalms 150. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his acts of power, praise him for his superseding greatness, praise him with the sounding of the trumpet, praise him with the harp and the lyre, praise him with the timbrel and the dancing, praise him with the strings and pipes, praise him with the clash of cymbals, praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, that concludes the book of Psalms. Congrats. So that's fun. 150 Psalms, man. I think what gets me is how David doesn't just get on a one-track mind of just praise God. That's what most people do. You'll notice that David has the maturity to say, the Lord delights. This is something that gets me. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horses, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. There's something about respecting God that will set you apart. Psalms 147. Even Psalms 119 says, Lord, you are good. Teach me your decrees. Now, see that right there? We're missing a lot of stuff. You'll notice in all the Psalms, David is not just this emotional man who praises God uncontrollably. He always has a caveat with this, and the caveat is, I'm messed up. I need help. Teach me your ways, Lord. There are bad people, and there are saved people. There are people who think they're doing good, and there are people who recognize they need help. There's really only two paradoxical extremes. And you gotta respect that. He may not be the perfect man, but you can't say he's a stupid man. He's cognizant enough of his situation. So I think I'll end this early. No reason to start another one and kind of get off the rails. We are going to keep doing Old Testament because no one else does, and I think that's a damn shame. It does not get any love. And once we do the Old Testament first, some of the other books and whatnot, then we're gonna hit New Testament, some of the little ones and the bigger ones, and that's a wrap. 45-minute sections usually, or shorter if we complete it, but that'll be the goal. I want to pay homage to the Old Testament because I've realized a lot of people read New Testament, which isn't bad, but I think such biased thinking it's really hard to defend your faith or have an understanding of your faith when you're only reading like 20% of it. And you don't realize that the Old Testament doesn't conflict or contradict the Bible. It complements it, but you have to work a little bit to see that. Of course, some parts are weird, you know, like don't boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Makes you wonder what kind of neighbors they had, right? In any event, Israel. Well, that's the end for this episode. I'll catch you next time. And you have a blessed day. Deuces.